This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That just
back on What's On Your Mind. All right, I admit it. I had a Sandy's donut during the break. Guilty as charged. What did I just say, you know, in the last segment? Working on perfection. Working on it. Just as long as you get there before you take your last breath, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You got time.
I had a bear claw.
As long as you're working on it, and I'm not being able to... avoid the temptation of a maple Long John donut.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the buttermilk variety.
Boom.
Really, really good. Really, really good. Yeah, they're good. They're good stuff. Anyway, we're back on the What's On Your Mind. We have a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. One whole hour for you to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer about anything and everything on your mind. You call us at 800-228-0550. You email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also email me directly, scotth@flagfamily.com. Todd Mitchell's off today and Monday. I was just looking at my schedule between bites of the donut. You can't even believe the schedule. Here it is right here in case you didn't know. Next week... Really looking forward to being in Watford City. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, North Dakota Petroleum Council. Anybody within the sound of my voice that cares about, number one, the industry, because think about this. When you look at what you can do, when you put your mind to it, how the needle has moved with oil and gas development to the United States no longer importing over half of our oil and gas. And now it's plummeting. It's phenomenal. It really is. So you care about that, right? So that's the reason to care. If you're a North Dakotan, half of the taxes paid in North Dakota come from the oil and gas industry. It's a staggering statistic. And there's also a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things happening right now. And, the market is strange about oil and gas development. You've got extra regulation out there. You've got, you know, a money-hungry government that gimme, you know. So it's a real good time for grassroots support for the oil and gas industry. So anyway, I hope you're there. 3 to 5 for sure on Tuesday. And that'll be the Bakken 2.0 session with Kathy Nesset, Justin Kringstad, Ron Ness, and some local folks as well. Joel Brown will be there from Mineral Tracker. Looking forward to that. And then... What else am I doing? So Friday, that'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then Friday down at Bowman for their best Western Dakota auction. That'll be a lot of fun for Pipers. And then the following week, I'm at the Black Building for the 90th anniversary of that iconic building. Incredible. WDAY Radio was once in that building. Started there before there was a WDAY TV. It's just an iconic building. 90th year, we're going to be there for that. And then going to D.C., for the Federation of American Immigration Reform. We're going to talk a lot about building that wall. And then fly from there to Minot for Husfest. So there you go. Say goodbye to the last 2 weeks of September. But I am going to have some fun every step of the way. All right. Senator Cramer on the line. Are we ready to go? I didn't hear in my ear if he was.
I don't think so yet.
Oh, here he is. Okay, all right.
I am.
Yeah, we're both thinking you're not here yet, so we're stalling.
I love listening to your itinerary, though. I know where you're going to be for the next 2 weeks. I don't know where I'm going to be for the next 2 weeks, but I know where you're going to be for the next 2 weeks.
All over the place, and I can't wait. I want to start to see if you agree with Joe Biden last night at the Democratic debate, because he said something that we actually agree with. We can't believe it, but he did. And so here is Joe Biden from last night. See if you agree with what he had to say.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school.
The wheels fell off, but he started right, you know. He started right with play the radio.
Right. Play the radio. But when he suggested that you know, go hitch up the horse and buggy to go to church, I thought it was a little much. But he started out right. Turn the radio on.
Yeah, I'm guessing you didn't watch that. You didn't have.
I didn't watch one moment of it. I've just heard more dialogue from the debate than I had heard before this moment.
We're asking our listeners for two words to describe what they saw last night. A lot of folks saw it, and it's pretty telling. You know what they're saying. And by the way, if you do text in an answer, we will get you a prize. This prize will be an autographed book of yours truly, Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America. Most recently endorsed by Virginia Fox, one of your old colleagues in the House, sent me a beautiful note.
Oh, yeah.
Having read the whole book, it's just a very sweet note, so that was kind of nice. And so keep those coming because they're hilarious.
Did you know that Virginia Fox writes all of her own letters?
Which, wow. If
you start to think about it, it's remarkable. So...
I've received two from her, and I'm just this lowly talk show host here in the hinterland, which formerly was known as Flyover Country. So she must be a force in writing letters. We get a lot of feedback from our interview with her too. She's a sharp lady, very smart.
She is, yeah, she sure is.
All right, Sherry and Bismarck, first up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead. Hi, Sherry.
I actually called to talk with you, and I just was on hold too long, and now Senator Cramer's on. So
you get to talk to both of us now.
Well, I mean, first I want to say hi, and I'm a fan, and then I really like and I love the show. I just wanted to say that I'm disappointed that when that lady called in and made fun of the lady who spoke funny last night on the debate, I guess it just really, I thought, was in bad taste. And I feel as Americans, this is where, you know, we need to do better, and that you have such an amazing, huge opportunity platform to lead by example because people are listening. And I, by no means, live in a glass house, and I am not throwing stones. I can do better each and every day. I am by far perfect, but I didn't think that was very classy, and I just, you know, how do we know she doesn't have a medical?
You know, we don't. I think when they get at that level, you know, you know something like that, obviously. And there's first of all, I take your counsel. I take your counsel. We can always be better. And there's a line between having fun and joking around, and you know, again, being cruel to somebody. I don't think that woman crossed the line. And by Kevin and I playing along, I'm not sure we did, but I also agree that you didn't have to do it. You could just sort of take her comment and go from there. So I do appreciate the counsel, though, Sherry, because we do realize that we're, you know, anybody that is behind the microphone or on television or in Congress is setting an example. There's other people out there. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your time, and have a great day, and keep going. I love your show.
Thanks very much. Kamala Harris was the subject of a caller who called in and said that they thought she was like, you know, the way she talked was like she was, you know, a drunk or something. I said I was more annoyed by how she laughed, but, you know, kind of that she slurred her words and whatnot. And then we played it, and then we kind of agreed. So, yeah, we've been properly taken to the woodshed today. That's right. But, you know, setting an example is important, though, right?
Yeah, North Dakota is awesome. It is. I didn't hear the piece, obviously, that she was referring to. But anyway, I appreciate her candor.
I do, too. And I agree with you that North Dakota is awesome because I think people aren't afraid to say you didn't do that well or you could do that better next time or whatever. That's a whole show because Donald Trump has certainly changed the rules in that regard on what's fair game on political discourse. But we're not going to be able to tackle that one today. Carl in Aberdeen, South Dakota for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, I was just wanting an update. I heard, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago you were on and we're talking about how you were digging into the Army Corps of Engineers bid process, and you had been in digging through some secret documents and everything, and why Tommy Kramer's bids are continually getting thrown out and not accepted, even though you can do the job better, faster, cheaper than anybody. And I was wondering if you had ever gotten to the bottom of that.
Yeah, boy, I appreciate the call, and it's pretty timely, actually. So I actually just talked to the acting secretary of the Army the day before yesterday in my office about the Corps' dragging of their feet and furthermore about leaks inside of the Corps of Engineers to the Washington Post and CNN. And we have some pretty strong evidence of who that person is. Anyway, with regard to the actual information we're seeking, and Scott, there's very specific thing that we're seeking that they keep telling me I can't have, even though the Constitution and laws support my having it, has to do with the actual bids after they've been awarded. We learned this week that we are getting that information. They're compiling it now, and we'll be getting it to us.
We're getting there. We're getting there, Carl. Hang in there.
Yeah, it's a long process.
We'll follow up on that when we come back. Plus, another South Dakota listener, Will, is up first. Some texts as well. Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mama never understood what it's like for a losing man. We sometimes do birthday bumpers on Fridays, but this is the other end of the spectrum. Eddie Money, dead at 70 today, so we're reliving some of those Eddie Money memories on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer's here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is your chance to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer about anything and everything on your mind. 800 228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. We are brought to you in part today by Oasis Petroleum. There is a company that has the Be the Buffalo spirit unlike any I've ever seen. They find a way. They have a spirit about them that is very much into the storm. Tough times are that storm, just like the buffalo, they go right into it. And they know all across North Dakota there's people that personify that every day and wouldn't want to be recognized for it in a minute, but we should. Whether that's local law enforcement, whether that's first responders, whether that's a teacher, a mayor, you name it. Anybody, any walk of life, you see something. And by the way, most of the ones we have in the way of suggestions are our teachers. That's fantastic because we can recognize them. If you'd like to tell us about somebody you know that deserves this honor to be recognized, call 855-200-1776, extension 6. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's see here. Grafton. I'm going to go to Grafton, and then I'm going to go to McLaughlin here. Ron, in Grafton, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Kramer, I just was going to tell you about the two words you described the debate last night, and that's a Trump win.
Trump win. I agree. It was a Trump win last night, and I watched that thing, and the takeaway I had is, I think, here's my just gut reaction, Joe Biden limps to the finish line and will be no match for Donald Trump. Here's why I say that. Last night, Joe Biden was terrible. We played you some of the clips. I mean, the record player, remember George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, when he supposedly didn't know what a scanner was, even though that wasn't true, that became the whole story. Guy didn't know what a scanner is in a grocery store. This guy says record player 20 years after anybody's ever used one for Carla. And guess what CNN was saying? Oh, he had a strong night. He didn't. He had a good night. He had a wonderful. They're not even talking about it. He's mumbling and bumbling all over the place. So I agree. I think it's a Trump win. Do you think Biden is the nominee? Who's your horse here, Kevin?
Oh, I've felt like he would be for a long time just because appears to be the least radically left of any of them. But I have to admit, the faux pas are no longer just sort of cute, you know, grandfatherly, political incorrectness. This has gotten sort of very concerning, shall we say it. So I don't really know. If it's not Joe Biden, the other person that I would like to see it be maybe is Tulsi Gabbard, because like Joe Biden, she's at least not nuts. After that, I just think the rest of them are so radically leftist that it would just be bad for the country if they became, you know, by some chance the nominee and then the president. So I actually think, call me. I prefer Democrats have the best person to be president be their candidate, because that's what I think makes for the best process. But when you have these radical extreme candidates, you know, in the lead, then I think that's bad for everybody.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call and the comment. Let's see. Will in McLaughlin, South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Will, are you there? I lost Will. Donnie and Max. Go ahead, Donnie. You're next.
Hey, good to talk to you guys again. You talk about Joe's mumbling. Did anybody catch when he was talking about people that are in prison for misdemeanors? Not misdemeanors, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
And well, we let 36,000 people out of prison.
Yeah. And I think some of that might be his Eastern accent. You know, he's got that Eastern accent where they oftentimes use R's instead of clear vowels. But anyway.
Yeah, last night was two words, very beatable.
It was two words what? Very what?
Very beatable.
Very beatable, yeah. I don't describe. I felt better about Donald Trump's re-election efforts after watching that than I have in a long time, just to say, wow. And they're lurching to the left. Let me play you Beto O'Rourke, and I want to get your take just on the gun thing, because I know that obviously that's something that is front and center for the Congress now that you guys are back, especially the Senate, because the House has passed a bunch of crazy stuff. So here's what Beto said. Listen to this.
In Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield...
You know, they, you know what's sad to me about the whole thing with the left is they have no they just separate the person that's got the stone cold heart and the and is in some very dark place. They're out of the equation. It's all about the object, you know. But what do you what do you make of this push that's going on here? They've lurched far left, and he's pushing them there.
Well, they've lurched that way. I would say this. First of all, his statement. You're right. Her son was killed by an AR-15 is just technically wrong. It was killed by a murderer. It was killed by a murderer, a human being. Second of all, they weren't designed to kill people. They're basically a hunting rifle that's designed to look cosmetically like something else. But, you know, these same people support sanctuary cities, Scott, to harbor violent criminals. So that's the disconnect to me is that somehow this is, you know, that this is even close to rational. Now, all of that said, you say he lurched hard to left. There's no question. But people from North Dakota may not know that people from other places are more like that than they are like us. So this lurch is in this divide is not just among presidential candidates. It is in our country, and it's deep, and it's wide, and it's real, and it's passionate, and that's why you know we need to have the conversation, and rather than just sort of this dramatic alarmism, sensationalism that's not helpful.
Does it ever strike you too that you know that they think taking these guns would mean less killings, which I don't agree with, but you know even if you agree with them, okay, what are the numbers versus? You know, 60 million unborn children that have been put to death under a policy they support and want to make more extreme to move to the, at the moment of birth and just after birth.
That's the most obvious irony of the whole thing. It really is that their disrespect for human life is well documented in their position on life itself and the most vulnerable of lives. But again, this is why we need to have the discussion. And that's not something I think we can do. I get back to the violent criminal is the one that shouldn't have the gun. So let's put violent criminals in prison and instead of giving them sanctuaries or looking for reforms that let them out earlier or, you know, give them voting rights as they've done in places like Virginia, let's deal with the real issue, and that's the human being, the heart. And then, by the way, let's have a conversation about community where we used to look out for one another.
Yeah, no kidding. Short break. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer and your calls after this.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of the Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at ButlerMachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. In California, utility PG&E now settling with insurance companies over wildfire claims for $11 billion, $9 billion less than the companies originally demanded, and about $3.5 billion more than PG&E proposed. The deal announced a short time ago, subject to approval by the bankruptcy court, the utility has already settled with local government groups for $1 billion. A report claims President Trump ignored evidence Israel planted spying devices near the White House. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denies the allegations.
We have a director. I have a director. No intelligence collection in the United States. No spying. And it's rigorously enforced without any exception.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's powered by Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan, by the way, and SchwannBuickGMC.com. The 2020 HD pickups are in, so if you're thinking, you know, those new Sierras and that new tailgate, that's nice and all, but I got work to do. Get yours. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
What's on your mind at 28 before the top of the hour? Full bank of calls waiting for Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's go next to Joe in Nelson County. Joe, what's on your mind?
Quote Beto, hell yeah, I'll take your guns. I'll take your guns. I'll take your cars. They're polluting the environment. I'll take your house. It's polluting the environment, too, and we all have to relocate. This background check business is the beginning of social credit scoring, don't you agree?
So, interesting point about background checks. You know, we already have very extensive background checks. I know you guys know that, North Coast know that, but to hear them talk, you'd think that there wasn't any. And there's millions of them a year that are done, background checks that are done. And in some of these cases, people have had background checks. The most recent ones, in fact, they didn't do a background check, the guy failed it, didn't get a gun, so he got a gun another way. And by the way, here's the biggest concern I think a lot of freedom lovers have about more extensive background checks or a larger, you know, wider enforcement of background checks is that ultimately they end up with a federal registry of some sort. They're right to be concerned about that. That our privacy as well as our constitutional rights are being assaulted. So, there's a lot more than be done with existing laws that would be helpful. And some of it has to do with putting the criminals in jail. We talked about red flags. Well, you know, red flag has become a pretty awful term the way it's been used by the left. But we do have the NICS system, right? The National Institute of Background Check for Criminal Check system that's not working as well as it could be working if everybody was enforcing it properly and utilizing it the way they ought to be. The key is to keep people safe, and one of the keys to keep people safe is make sure the wrong people don't have guns, not making sure the good people don't have guns. And that's what Beto O'Rourke is talking about, taking your guns away, not taking the bad guys' guns away, taking the law-abiding citizens' guns away.
Do we need to worry about anything passing the Senate and then going to the Pelosi House on background checks or on additional restrictions, or do you think the common sense you've just laid out, which is essentially to enforce the laws we do have rather than put any new ones in place, can win the day?
Could something pass the Senate? I think something could pass the Senate, but I don't think something that's unconstitutional could pass the Senate, but maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think so. I think you could see some stricter laws or some carrots, if you will, some incentives for local and state law enforcement to better utilize the NICS system, in a way that's already law, Scott, and to try and provide more tools. But you can see some things like that, perhaps. I think you'll see a whole bunch of proposals. I think there are a lot of them being discussed right now, and some of them are being put in legislative text. I'm not on any of them, and I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for any of them. I'm not going to say what I won't do. I want the discussion to continue. But the Constitution is a pretty darn good, strict guideline to go by, and we'll sort of take it from there. But could something pass? I don't want to say something could not pass the Senate. I think it's possible something could pass the Senate. But hopefully it would be something that, most North Dakotans wouldn't oppose. But not on any of them right now.
Is there a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, handy there in the Senate?
It's funny, if you come to my office, there's a whole bunch of them. You hand them out. But, they're everywhere. Every member has a copy in their desk right on the Senate floor, in fact. So, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Good. If that guides the day, we'll be fine, as you say, right?
Well, if it does, yeah. Right. Yeah. And if it doesn't, by the way, then there'll be another process for determining that. And that's, of course, where our courts are for.
Thanks, Joe. We got a full bank of calls, so I'm going to go a little quick here with everybody, if you don't mind, to get everybody in. William and Minot for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator Kramer. Just a couple of tips here. As a conservative and so forth, I am so tired of the Democrats calling us racist. And then if we don't believe in their loony climate change, we're climate deniers. Here's two real quick tips on to fight back. And surprisingly, even the young people who answer the phones, who are educated, I ask them if they know this, and most of them don't. 80% or more don't. Anyway, on being called a racist, would most of the people in this country think the Republicans created the Ku Klux Klan, and that the Republicans are the party of Jim Crow, and that the Republicans were the ones who lynched the blacks and so forth, when in fact it was all the Democrats. Now, why don't we ask them to pay for their past sins? Everybody else has got it. If you mention one thing 8-10 years ago, and it could be really nothing, they're all over your case. And yet we should put them on the defense. They're the ones who stood in the doors of the colleges and the universities. They're the ones who turned the hoses on the blacks at Selma, Alabama. Not the Republicans. The Republicans under Republican President Lincoln, and the North is primarily Republican, fought a civil war to free the slaves. And I have yet to hear one of our congressmen or senators come back and say and ask them to apologize for that. It was Hillary Clinton's mentor who rose up to the second highest position in the Ku Klux Klan. You don't get to that position by being a nice person. I wonder how many things that he sat in on. So that drives me crazy. Here's the other one on climate change. And I asked Senator Dorgan this when he was running at an event, and I asked him, this is when Obama wanted to close all the coal plants and so forth. I said, my time limit might be off a little bit. About 15,000 years ago, all of Canada and the upper tier of the United States was under a solid ice cap, including North Dakota. We didn't have cars. We didn't have factories. We didn't have coal fire plants or coal gasification and so forth. Matter of fact, there's very little human life. And all that light ice that covered Canada and covered the northern tier of this country melted on its own. And, so there was no man-made climate change here. And thus creating the 10,000 lakes in Minnesota, the Badlands in North Dakota, the Rocky Mountains in Montana and so forth and so on. And I tell you what Senator Dorgan's answer was. He started hollering and screaming. He lost her. And then about 2 weeks later, and I'm not taking any credit for this at all, but he withdrew it from the election. I think he saw it because people were standing up and clapping when I asked that question. I mean, you know, but we never defend it. We're always on, I mean, we never go on the offense. We're always on the defense. And there's.
That's a point I say often that, you know, offense is not the first ploy on most political campaigns. It's usually defense. Is he right to be concerned about that?
Well, as Patton said, the logical conclusion that defense is defeat. It's true in football and it's true in debate. But we're also a representative republic where the constituents matter as well. And there's a lot of concern about climate in our country, and you see politicians responding to that. But a lot of that's driven by, you know, sort of by the media as well, the alarmism, the existential threat. Remember, according to Al Gore, you know, the planet should be extinct by now. And now it's 10 years from now or 12 years from now that it's going to be extinct, and on it goes. Part of the problem, Scott, I know people want solutions to climate and climate change, and there are varying degrees of concern about it, and there's varying opinions about it. But if your opinion is not what the left wants, then your opinion doesn't count, and that's when intolerance is acceptable to the left. The biggest thing I see when I look at it all is if you believe as I believe that God created the earth and believe as I believe that God's greatest creation was human beings to have fellowship with him and then gave them stewardship over the earth, and that the same God that created the topsoil created the glaciers that created the Red River Valley and its richness, also created coal and oil and put it underneath the ground for our use. And probably the sun for, you know, power and the wind for wind farms and all those things. Why would we think that he's gonna abandon us? And so I'm not as alarmed about climate perhaps as some people, but at the same time I'm open to listening to other people and their ideas. And I believe that innovation is the solution to whether it's greenhouse gas emissions or SOx and NOx. You know, anything else, particulate matter, air pollution itself. I think that we all ought to do more to keep our planet clean and our water clean. And in North Dakota, we just sort of do that because that's the way we're built. That's what our farmers do. It's what our industries do. It's what our individuals do. So, you know, could we be more on the offense? I agree. I think his description, by the way, his argument for particularly slavery and racism is right on point. We need to way more often remind the Democrats who the first Republican president was in this country.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about, offense, absolutely. Yeah. Trevor Bismarck for Senator Kramer, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, my only comment is I wish these guys who talk about gun control actually knew what they were talking about the gun. An AR-15 is not... I was in the military for a long time. If you don't carry AR-15s, it's a glorified 22. You take an AR-15 to a battlefield... You're going to be dead so fast it make your head spin. That's why we carry M16.
Yeah, right. No, I think it's a good point. You're right. They are ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about. It's really the cosmetics of the gun, I think, that people use as, you know, when they call it an assault rifle. They really don't know what they're talking about. But make no mistake, a lot of the people that make those statements don't want to quit with an AR-15 or what they call it, an assault weapon either. So we shouldn't be fooled by what they're, you know, what their ultimate goal is. That's to take everybody's guns away. You guys, I've traveled to lots of countries that are very safe places, and they live a very peaceful lifestyle. And those countries don't have, the citizens don't have guns, but they also don't have very many rights.
Yeah, no kidding. Just read the Constitution. Like you say, this isn't complicated. Appreciate the call. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Great deal going right now. Mike Lindell has said... Tell you what, your listeners have been so great. How about they save on everything? And so there is literally savings on all of the MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, save up to 50%. Here's the body pillow, $89.99. With promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. No kidding. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Finish up the calls. A couple other topics to tackle with Senator Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. after this.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum, stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My favorite text of the day was, "You're playing Eddie Money music. Did you know he died?" Yes.
Answer your own question.
Yes is the answer. We're doing a little Eddie Money tribute here on the program. 70 years old, Eddie Money passed away.
Lost his battle with the esophageal cancer, it looks like.
Darn it, anyway. Brought to you today by Dak Diesel. Our friend CJ and the team are hard at it right now. And if you want to get on that schedule, to get a repair or maintenance done on a semi-truck, pickup truck, tractor, if it's diesel, they can fix it better than anybody. That's the bottom line. The expertise of those mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle, it's in their DNA. It's all they know. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Okay? Also, let's see, we're at a couple of the, I haven't had a chance this hour to read any of the two-word phrases we've been asking for on what you thought of the debate, and there's some beauties here. Village idiots is one, Kev. You like that? Village idiots. God forgives is another one, okay? So there's hope for them if they repent of this craziness. Let's see here. If everything is so great under Trump, why does he lie all the time? You said the tax cut for the rich will pay down the debt when it goes up about $3 billion a day. Well, let's save that one. I want to talk to Senator Cramer about that. You want to answer that one, Senator?
Well, I would just say the revenue went up. the debt problem, the deficit problem, is not due to not enough revenue coming in. It's due to the bubble in the Social Security Trust Fund.
Which must be tackled, and I didn't hear much about that last night. In fact, I didn't hear anything about the economy last night.
No.
As far as Trump lying, I think you've been watching CNN and MSNBC too long. You know, and I don't know, you know, if Donald Trump was a Democrat, you and I would probably be nitpicking on some of these things as well. But I still think that's nitpicking. I'm curious of the results. What are the results? Don't show me how it's done. Show me what is done. Right.
Well, Scott, let's put it this way. I know this much. Republicans wouldn't be trying to impeach a Democrat over the nitpicky stuff. And the House of Representatives really is out of control. I mean, now they're trying to have an impeachment inquiry that's not really an impeachment because they don't want to, although they have ramifications of impeaching them, so they're going to do an impeachment inquiry and try to convince us it's not really an impeachment. And I don't even know whose side to be on.
It is ridiculous. We have some good news. If you're a pork producer and if you're a soybean producer, you're going to like this news. China has announced they're going to be suspending punitive tariff hikes on those and some other farm goods as well today. So that's certainly great news for the agriculture world. And you have some other news about a purchase too, right?
Right. So the New York Times is reporting that as of yesterday, China has made a large soybean purchase, between 12 and 20 cargo ships containing 600,000 to 1 million metric tons of soybeans are being purchased from terminals up in the Pacific Northwest for an October shipment to China. So that's a pretty significant increase in what they've purchased so far this year. Now, make no mistake, we're still only about half of what they were last year, but we're seeing a thawing of the tensions and movement in the right direction. Now, you also have to remember that China's lost a good part of its hog industry to this African swine fever, and so the demand, of course, for a lot of the stuff is down, but at any rate, it's all significant because we also know that next month, the top Chinese trade officials are coming to the United States to negotiate with our top trade officials, and the number one topic is agriculture. So the hardball is starting to pay off a little bit, Scott. But as we know, it's China, and they thaw and then they freeze pretty fast.
Daryl Lace of the Farm Bureau told us a week or so ago, we read it on the air, that you know, Chinese pork prices have increased by more than $2 a pound, which is a big hit to their population and their economy, and it means they're short on protein readily available, which is, you know, a staple in their diet. So this tracks pretty well with that. They need it. It's a need. And
that's exactly right, Scott.
So fascinating, that's for sure. Okay, Irvin Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Irv.
Hi, yeah, say quickly, my two words originally were organized ignorance, but after hearing some of the clips, I had to change it to economic terrorism, because if they implement what they want to do, it will utterly destroy this nation. And so that's my two words, is economic terrorism. And what I wanted to ask Senator Cramer real quick is, as the Democrats continue to scream further to the left, they've always been in favor of a culture of death, as we've seen in their belief in abortion. But now we're seeing in, like, Minnesota, the Democrats are screaming for assisted suicide and things like that. Do you believe that they've moved beyond the culture of death to what I would call a philosophy, almost a religion of death?
Well, I'd be careful with my terms because I don't want to label too much, but there's no question that their tolerance of death and their actual promotion of it. Remember when even abortion was, as per their own rhetoric, they wanted it safe and, you know, rare. And now, of course, they promote it. You know, this issue that we just had this week with Facebook, good example. Two abortionists are charged by Facebook with fact-checking other medical professionals' positions on life. So they do promote it. Not all of them, but there is definitely an industry.
By the way, thank you for your letter, along with a few other senators that caused Facebook to correct their bad actions. Thanks, Senator. Got to go.
Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Marie, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and, of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norse Husfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th, and, of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.